Okay, we're doing Tafsimun Aleph Halacha Yud. Salam, Shemochem Behem Basa. Baskets that you sold to beaten in. Yeish Matsuchem Magolim. So those who hold that you have to kasha them before Pesach. I mean, you want to use them to sort meat in them for Pesach. So you have to be choshish that there was bread, crumbs of bread got into the salt. Because until now, you're just putting meat and chicken into this with salt. What's chametzik about it?
Right.
But you have to be choshish that maybe there was some crumbs mixed into the salt, and the basket was belay. The yesh mishachot, and there are those who hold that you don't have to. We'll explain more in a second. But near and dwarf, and the Mechaber says that halacha is that you could be mekel. The toy, but the Ramah says the toy lahagila. It's better to cash them, or listen to chadashim, or to buy new ones. And if you can't cash them, you should buy new ones. Okay, so we're gonna this two things to talk about in this din, and we're gonna talk about a third, expand into a third one also. Okay, the first thing is like this: this din about salting a basket that was used for salting, and then you're gonna use it for salting a pesach stuff, is really a din from your day. It has really doesn't not really a din from over here. Which is to say, in your day in Kuf Hei, particularly in Sifri Beis, in Kuf Hei there's a din, it talks about whether Maliach is Kuriseach, whether you get Blias through salting something. And the din is there as follows. If something is Usur and it's salty, it can force Tom into something else. But if the thing that's kosher is the salty one, that doesn't draw Tom out of the other food. So it has, in order for the tam to transfer, it has to be that the treif is the salty one. Can't, the fact that the kosher one is salty is of no significance. It could be or not, it doesn't make a difference. It all counts that the treif one should be. So if you have two things side by side, you have to see which one is the salty one. If the treif one is the salty one, or the chametzik one is the salty one, then the bli is transferred. An extension of that then is that salting something can never get tam out of a kli. Meaning, when you can put tam into a kli by let's say salting a piece of meat on a kli, would make tam be absorbed into the kli. Tam of the blood would get absorbed into the kli. But salting a kosher piece of meat on a treif of kli will never draw tam out. Okay? And it's sort of an extension of the first thing because the kli is not salty. Okay, so in order for the tam to transfer, the treif thing or the chametzik thing has to be the salty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of a kli, we look at the kli as being not salty. The kli is not salty, the kli is just a kli. So the tam, even if the food that's on there is salted, like in our case, you're going to salt kosher meat on it, you can't draw a tam out of it like that. That's what the Mechaber says in Yerdan. But the Ramah there says, l'chatchilu you should be machmir, and you should not be samach on this for a kli. For a kli, you should be machmir and say that if you salt something on a tray for kli, the salt will draw a tam out of it. Because there's a sheet that's returning that, yes, salt can draw time out of a kli also. Okay. So, our Ramo who says to be machmir is sort of a copy of that Ramo over there that says to be machmir l'chatchila. Because in our case, let's say you salted the meat and there was chametz in the salt. So the salt, the kli would be changed. But who cares? It's not going to come out.
Right.
So, Mikra didn't let, Mishra Berurah says, but the evidence is mutter because you can't get time out of the kli. But l'chatchila, you say that the time could come out of the kli through the salting also.
Okay. For sure it's going to be in a benyamin then. Right.
For sure it's going to be in a benyamin. Well, maybe yes and maybe no, but for Pesach that doesn't make a difference. If you make the food on Pesach, the din is a chametz on Pesach, even if the time is in a benyamin, it asks the food.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a nursing time of chametz is also on Pesach, according to the Ramah, so that food would become also.
Right.
So even, what you mean is that you don't think it's likely that I use breadcrumbs. There was bread in my salt punk the day before Pesach.
Right.
It could have been 2 months ago once there was bread comes in it. So, but you're right, it would be, but the evidence, by Pesach time, it would already be Eid ben Yomim. But the Ramah says that on Pesach.
The time was gone on Pesach.
On Pesach. Meaning, because, like, it's mutter. But,
right.
So the Ramah is talking about Matthew's giving
Pesach.
No, the Ramah is talking.
Right.
The Ramah, with all these things about Kasher and Kalim is assuming you're going to use them on Pesach.
You might use the Kalim, but
yeah,
you're going to Kasher it.
Well, the shaila is, do you have to kasher or you don't? The Mechaber says you don't have to kasher it.
Oh.
I mean, you could use it without kashering it. You just use it as is. So he says that you're going to shecht meat and salt it on Pesach.
Right.
So those, so Ramah says, well, for that,
right,
the blias are going to come out. Look, clearly you shouldn't do that.
Right.
But for the other, it would be much, even if it was on Pesach, because
right,
we say the salt can't get the tamach.
Right.
Okay. The Ramah, in your day, in your day it's clear, but all the things that I'm telling you is that the kli is trace. The salt will put the tam into the kli, just can't get it out. So if the kli is trace, it means you can't use this kli for a hot product. It is trace. Just that the salt can't get the tam out. So therefore, for the way we're using it, to resort another food, that you're allowed to do. But the salt does put the food into the kli, and the kli becomes thin. Okay. The case that they're talking about in Yerodea is about using form molds for holding cheese. That the other cheese would be salty, and that's still going on. Okay. Now the second part, another thing that the Mechaber is saying is this case that you have a basket that you use for salting. This case is talking about that you don't know that there was chametz in there. As far as you know, there was just meat and salt.
Right.
So another shiloh that's going on here is, should I be, and this is how Mishnah Berurah says it, should I be choshish that there was meat, that there was bread in here? I don't see anything. All I know is I put meat and salt on here.
Right.
So the machmirim over here hold that the mekilim hold you have no reason to think that there was breadcrumbs in the soil, so you don't have to be choshish if that's what the mekilim hold. And the machaber, who's following that, is saying you don't have to be choshish for such a thing. And in fact, the machaber is really telling you a rule. There's a rule that when the machaber says something, he says 2 days, and he says the first day of plain, and then he says yesh imrim, then he means to pass like the first day.
Really?
But when he says yesh imrim, v'yesh imrim, then he means to pass like the second day.
Who says that clock?
This is the Bir Allah brings such a clock. That's a rule like that. So over here, he says, Yesh Matzichan Hagala, Yesh Mishachol. So he has a Yesh Armor, and a Yesh Armor means to pass like the second sheet. Well, here he even speaks to that. Venir and Dvarav, like the second sheet. So here he's speaking out that rule. But when he says Yesh Armor and Yesh Armor, he means to go with the second. When he says plain, the Yesh Armor, then he really means to go with the first day. That's such a rule from the Bir Allah. Okay, so over here he's speaking that out, that you don't have to be choshish. You don't have to be choshish. Say, maybe there's such a thing. Maybe there's such a thing that the guy is that there's maybe some bread comes in. It's far fetched. Okay, but now let's turn it around. The Ramah says you should be machmir. So not only is the Ramah saying you should be machmir that salt can draw time out of a kli. That was the thing he said in your day. He's even saying in this case where we don't even know that there was chametz here. It's even further chash, and we can only imagine that the Ramah is only saying this because it's Pesach. Okay, that for year round, you know, you have to be choshish two things. First of all, that there's a shita that souls can take the time out, and second of all, you have to be choshish.
There
was chametz in the first place. Why would you think that? I just put salt on there. Why would I think that they would put some breadcrumbs mixed into it? So it's
during the year you would be choshish that there was treif over there.
Right, but why?
There's no reason to assume that there was treif during the year. So
it would be imagine that kind of excess. Right, why would you think that the salt had something mixed in that was treif? Why would you think that?
Right.
What would be the reason for that?
Right.
So with this salt, I mean, unless you could tell me that maybe people dip their bread into the salt and then use the salt again, it's hard to imagine that there should be bread comes in there. I mean, I guess not crazy, but it's completely chash coming out of no place. Okay, but I say that because so the Ramah is saying to be machmir on two fronts, and probably it's because it's Pesach, so he's saying it's a special chumra for Pesach. You can only imagine it's a special chumra for Pesach. But there's another type of thing, another example, which I think is a drop difference, which is, we're saying, should you be choshish for something that maybe it happened, maybe there was chametz here. Okay, that's one type of chashash. There's another thing called a milsa d'leiramile. Since year-round I'm allowed to eat chametz, I don't pay any attention to whether I use something for chametz.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I have a mug. And as far as I know, I use this mug only for coffee. So I said, I could use it for Pesach, because the coffee that I have is kosher for Pesach, so I could use it for Pesach.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, we would say, that's not saying maybe choshish use it for chametz. We're saying it's only vanilla. In the middle of Sukkot, if you decide to have a hot cocoa in here, or you decide to stick some cake into your coffee, it's of no significance then. It doesn't mean anything to put chametz in it, so it doesn't register that you did that. No, it's not to say should be choshish for a far thing. It's that during the year when you did those things, you weren't paying any attention. It didn't have any significance to you. I told you the story, but I sit on the plane and I said to the guy, can I have 7-Up? Or something like that. And he says, I said, can I have Sprite? And the guy says, sure. He pulls out of his thing a Sierra Mist. And he starts pulling it in. I said, you have Sprite? He says, yeah, and he's pulling it in. And it took me 3 times. So the guy said, oh, well, Sierra Mist is the same thing as Sprite. Because to him, when I said the word, can I have Sprite?
Is that a problem with Sierra Mist?
No, it's culture. No, I was
just
trying to see what was going to happen, because in his mind, the word Sprite meant lemon lime soda,
mm-hmm.
and I'm giving you lemon lime soda. That's what I'm giving you.
Right.
So to him, it's like Ramula. It doesn't have any significance with brand my giving you. So he answered the question to him honestly. So same thing for me. I use this cup of coffee. When I used it once then, it was no significance in the middle of the summer whether this was chametz. So it doesn't register by me. So I think that's different than the Ramah. The Ramah is saying to be machmir even where there's just stamach shash out of no place. Maybe there were breadcrumbs in here. But I'm saying there are times that the chashash is more significant, where it's just like regulators. I can't remember ever using this for chametz, but come on, I use my mug for all kinds of things. And so no significance, so it doesn't register, and that's even more reason to be machon that case. Okay? Okay, now I want to then move, even though it's not really what's talked about over here, it's an extension of what was talked about, which is the dinim of...
So is that the point?
Yeah,
the bottom line.
The Ramah is saying
the only reason he's doing it is because it's Pesach.
No, but the Ramah's case is saying to be choshesh for something that was what the choshesh for something which is just a far off shot as a zuki iser.
Right.
He's saying that's a special chumrah for Pesach.
Right.
The din of loy ramule, I'm not sure that's more kal that case. That case is easier for me to hear. You'd be back on that, and
right.
Even maybe for not for Pesach, it doesn't happen. Pesach is an example of something that year round it's not usher, and all of a sudden it becomes usher.
Right.
So year round it has no significance to me when I use something with chametz. Okay. So now the dinim of what's belay, how the bleis happens to a kavush, there's going to be a little bit about it later when it talks about how to kasha from kavush, but it's really in tough mem zayin.
Is that a new thing you're saying?
Yeah,
starting
yeah.
New thing.
A different part of this din, okay. Which is about how bleis happens to kavush. So that's worth just going through. It's not. It's really in tough mem zayin, which we're not going to do. So it's worth it just mentioning. Yeah. The mechaber here, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about that you did your salting of your meat just with salt. And that's why the din here has to do with whether the salt makes time go in or time go out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that's because salt has its properties. But with the regular din of kavush is when you did not with salt, but you did it with some kind of a liquid, and that causes time to be transferred in and out of kelim. Okay, so that's different, a little bit. It's an extension, but a little bit different than this case. And in fact, there are cases of kavush and salt, we'll get to that in a second. Okay, the first thing is, kavush only works, the rules of kavush only work when there's a liquid. The Rush says that the word liquid in this thing means that the thing is misnane, it pours. Okay, it moves when you move it around. So for example, he says honey or oil are considered to be liquids, for this thin, they're considered to be liquids. Something fat and honey, in a clay, they would be kavush. But if you used ice, or used fat that had congealed, okay, that would not be, and even some say a thicker type of honey that are like really hard, that's not a liquid anymore, it doesn't move. When you get the thing of congealed fat, it doesn't move, it just sits there. It like plop, it doesn't roll, it doesn't flow. That's not called a liquid for this kind of thing. Okay. Second is that in order to do for kavush to happen, in a typical kavush takes 24 hours, and those 24 hours have to be consecutive. If you took a kli out if you left it here for 10 hours today and 20 hours tomorrow, that would not be kavush. It has to be 24 straight hours. Okay?
10 hours today.
10 hours today. They took it out and then put it back in for another 20 hours.
Right. Took it out for a minute.
For a minute. And then you put it in for 20 hours tomorrow, that would not be kavush because you didn't have 24 hours in a row.
There's also Linus Lila.
Okay, Linus Lila is a separate thing. I'm going to leave that on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Linus Lila has to do with Ada Ben Yamin. It's a different
thing. Oh, it's nothing to do with kavush.
No.
So kavush means 24 hours from the time you put it in.
24 consecutive
days.
Correct. Now, the next thing is that in order for kavush to happen, there are two machlokes about how kavush happens, about kavush. One is, does the liquid have to stand perfectly still, or can it be moving around in the kli? I mean, let's say I have a truck, okay, and as the truck drives around, the stuff doesn't sit still, it shakes up around, or it's in a tank, and it's being stirred. Okay, so it's not sitting perfectly still. So there are those who say that it has to sit perfectly still so that the liquid could work right on that piece of the kli.
Right.
It could keep on like banging its way in for 24 hours straight. But it's accepted. Most people say that, no, even if it's moving around the kli, as long as it's in the kli, that can create kavush also.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's a second question, which is, what happens if you have, let's say, a pipe, and through this pipe, liquid is flowing. So for 24 hours, there's liquid in the pipe. But it's not the same liquid at all.
Mm.
There are those who are machmir about that also. Okay? But here, most say that are mekel about this din. So what the rule comes out is, it has to be the same liquid in a kli for 24 hours, uninterrupted, but that liquid could be moving around. If the liquid is going through a pipe, that's not a problem, because it's not the same liquid. But if it's swooshing around within the tank, then that is considered kavush.
Yeah,
okay?
Sure.
Now we have a case which is an in-between of all these cases. And it's very lamaic.
One second, and for the pipe, we're not, there's drops always that are going to remain.
that I'll sit in one spot for 24 hours. The liquid is all pouring through.
It's moving
through. You think, well, it's not going to sit. Okay, so now we have a case like this. And this is a very Lamaisa case. People who want to make Chol Yisrael milk in a not Chol Yisrael plant, what they'll sometimes do is they need to store their milk someplace. Mm-hmm. They bring in the milk, and in certain situations, it's got to sit for more than 24 hours. Well, they don't want to have to kasher the kelim.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is like this. They have a tank, and after 20 hours, they take
the holding tank.
They have a tank. Right. The storage tank.
Storage tank. Okay.
They take, after 20 hours, they take the milk out of the bottom, and they pump it through a pipe up to the top of the tank. So it pumps from the bottom straight up to the top and drips right back into the same tank. And their thinking is, well, I've taken it out of the tank. You only take it out for a minute. So I took it out. And now I took it out, I put it right back in. And that's in fact what people do. There are many people who make milk like that, who that's what they do. They say, it's not covered. After 20 hours, we pump it around, and we drain all of that all around, and we got rid of the covers. And that's accepted. Robert Belsky didn't like it because he says, you're playing a game over here. Who told you that the Kli is this just the tall tank? I'll say the Kli is the tank with the pipe moving around into it. It's basically sitting in the same place for 24 hours. The pipe is part of the Kli. It's like an extension of the tank. The
pipe was empty before.
So the pipe has no Kli, because the pipe only had product in it for a few hours.
No, if the pipe is part of the tank,
you mean then it would have been full the whole time.
Right.
You mean the fact that the pipe stays empty for 20 of those hours shows us that it's not really part of it; it's an outside part. Okay, that's a good explanation. Uh-huh. Okay, that's a good explanation. But and in fact, that's what people do. It's pretty common that people do that. Rather than have to catch those tanks, they just draw the stuff out after 20 hours, and then they say. And you're explaining that how could you look at it as the same cleave? So most of the time, there's nothing in there.
Right.
It's not just like an extension.
And if you fill it up and overfill it, it won't go
into the air. Right. It has no connection. Right. It has to not be pumped into it. Right. Okay. Fine. That's good. Fine. I'll accept that. Okay. See, now that what we said about 24 hours is for regular covers. Now, what happens if you have the Mechaber talks about in your day? If you have tzir, which is fish brine, which is understood to mean something that's very, very salty liquid.
Mm-hmm.
There, the din is that kavush happens not in 24 hours. Kavush happens in a shir called kadesh yamin al esh v'yarsiach. The amount of time it takes to cook up a pot of water. Okay, I don't know how big the pot is. The person can say it's between 6 and 18 minutes. Different shirum with how much it is. A couple of minutes. Okay, within a couple of minutes, the kavush happens. So if I put...
I understand what you're saying.
If I have pickles in a brine, in a thick brine, in a treif kli, those pickles will draw out, will put tam into the kli, and we hold, will also draw it out.
It's what, a davar charif?
No, not davar charif. No. It has tzir in it, which is a salty brine, causes kavush to happen in a couple of minutes. The kavush happens in a couple of minutes. Okay?
And the
Mechaber talks about that. No. Tzir. The Mechaber talks about that it could put the tam into the kli, and the Achronim say most say that even to take the kli out of the kli also could be done in a couple of minutes. Okay, it works in both directions in a couple of minutes. That's how most hold that it goes both directions in a couple of minutes. This is very negelamaisa, as we said before, in cheese companies. One of the things you do to cheese is you brine it. After you make it into its form, it sits in brine for a long time. So, if you make kosher cheese in a treif plant, or Chol Yisrael cheese in a treif plant, then the brining, if covers will take 24 hours, so you let it brine for less than 24 hours. Or you take it out of the thing and you dump it back in again. But being as covers of tzir happens in a couple of minutes, then you can't, you're going to have to kasher the brine tank, which is a nightmare. So some people instead will just line the brine tank. Instead of, they say the brine tank will stay safe, and I'll put in some kind of a liner to protect bleeds from coming in. But this case of tzir is very lamaisa for those kind of cheese plants, because the kavush happens in a couple of minutes. And obviously, too short for brine. Okay, now the Mechaber says,
and practically speaking, what do they do?
So they either they kasher the brine tank, or they line it. They'll put something into it.
They do actually line it.
Yeah, well, they have to kasher it. The kavush happens in a couple of minutes.
How big is this thing?
They're huge. No, they're very big tanks. So either they have to...
What would you line it with?
Not a clue. I don't know what they... There must be things that are made for it.
Okay.
So now, the Mechaber says, not only is it that I just said to you by tzir, it's also by davar charif. That same din that covers happens in a couple of minutes also applies to double charif also.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Mechaber, if I would put vinegar into a kli, which this is very common, if when you fill, when you take vinegar, you produce it wherever you do, and then you use a filling line. Vinegar companies are, almost every one of them does wine vinegar and kosher vinegar. Yeah. Now, the filling, sometimes it's hot. They like to pasteurize vinegar to get out the cloudiness of it,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't have to be. So some places won't have any heat in the filling.
Right.
So you say, okay, my filling line has no problem. I can use it for cold and hot. I can use it for kosher and treif
mm-hmm.
because there's no problem. It's not going to be covered in the filling line. It doesn't sit there for 24 hours. But according to the Mechaber, that coverage of Davar Charif happens in also in a couple of minutes, well then, of course it could happen. You don't think the liquid will sit in the holding tank?
Who says otherwise?
Right, we didn't get there yet. Yeah. So according to the Mechaber, there would be coverage for Davar Charif also in a couple of minutes, which would mean that I can't use the same line for both, because
yeah.
it'll just sit there. It's going to sit there for a couple of minutes. You know, potentially that's going to happen. But the Shach says it's not true. The Shach says that coverage of vinegar is like anything else. It takes 24 hours. There's no quick coverage. The only quick coverage is
vinegar or Davar Charif?
Davar Charif. This is Davar Charif. The Mechaber says, everyone agrees that by Seir there's quick coverage. The Mechaber says, and also by Charif there's also a quick coverage. And the Shach says, no, it's not true. By Charif there's no quick coverage.
What's the difference in Matthias between Seir and, is it the same reason? What's the reason behind Seir that it's a few minutes?
So I would guess, you know that.
Because of Davar Charif.
No, because salt has a property of extracting things. You know, it, you use like for salty meat.
Okay.
So somehow that makes it time go in and out faster. I don't know where this comes from. I'm saying it would make the time go in and out faster. And Charif is just a sharp tasting food. We don't have. We wouldn't say that makes it go in and out faster.
And salt is not the Davar Charif?
Salty water?
Yes.
I have no idea. You think maybe salt water is also Davar Charif?
Right.
That I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. I think it might be. But that's not what the Mechaber says.
Seer.
So that you're saying is the Mechaber might understand that seer is because of the harifus of the seer,
right.
And Charif is a different extension. Maybe. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
But the Shach says it's not true. It's only seer, it's especially the Mechaber, it has nothing to do with Davar Charif.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a sort of a seer in the Beis Yosef about which way he holds. Even though I just told you the Shulchan Aruch says that there is coverage, there's a seer from the Beis Yosef that sounds like coverage of Charif takes 24 hours. So the Magen Avraham, in Tav Mem Zayin, that's what we're not getting to. The Magen Avraham says, the answer to the stira between the two shittas in the Beis Yosef is, when it's a strong Davar Charif, then coverage happens quickly. And when it's a not so strong Davar Charif, then coverage happens in the regular 24 hours. That's how the Magen Avraham wants to answer. And what's significant about that is that the Mishnah Berurah brings the shita, and he says, to be makel 24 hours, even on the Magen Avraham's strong Davar Charif. So here the Magen Avraham wanted to answer the kasha by saying it doesn't work by light Davar Charif, but by strong Davar Charif it does work. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says you don't have to be machmir for that. Okay. Why? Because like the Shach says this rule of quick coverage doesn't apply to Davar Charif.
Uh-huh.
So many people follow this. This is a reasonably accepted to follow the Shach, because Mishnah Berurah says so, that there is no Davar Charif does not make faith kfisha. Davar Charif takes 24 hours just like everything else.
Right, and the cheese place was a tear.
Right, the cheese place was using tear.
Right.
Everyone agrees that there's quick coverage. But by Charif, there's good basis, and many accept that there is no coverage until there's 24 hours. Okay? Now before I get, I still haven't answered you the question about why some people confuse this. I'm going to get to it in a second. This is what I'm about to say is a theory. What does the Magen Avraham mean that strong vinegar and light vinegar, one's a strong Charif and one's a light Charif? So this is a personal theory. If you would have known this before you went to the vinegar plant, you would have appreciated more. When you make vinegar, the acetobacter work on the alcohol, and they turn the alcohol into vinegar,
mm-hmm.
the alcohol into acetic acid.
Mm-hmm.
Acetic, and they, what they do is they function to make vinegar, which is they call 120 grains, 12% acetic acid and 88% other things. And at that point, the acetobacter plots. Okay, it can't function if it gets to that so much acidity. It can't function in the plots. It can't work anymore. Table vinegar that you use in your house is 5% acetic acid or 50 grains. Okay, when you in your house, what they do is they take this 12% and they water it down to 5% before they sell to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now my theory is that when the Magen Avraham says strong vinegar is double carb, is the real double carb that the machab is mocking for, and the light vinegar is the one that you don't have to be choishes for, he means his strong means the 12%, the way it comes out of the fermenter when you make it comes out of 12% strength. That's strong vinegar.
And what is it used for? Industrial?
Nobody uses it. No, nobody uses it as is. I mean,
120 grain. They sell 120 grain.
They sell, you're right. People use it. I shouldn't say nobody. People use it industrially because they sell. If I need to put vinegar into my ketchup,
instead of having less diluted,
I put less into it, or I use it for, it's easier to transport the stronger vinegar,
yeah,
and I dilute it.
Right.
I'm saying this, but when you, the issue of it is, when you make vinegar, if you make vinegar in your house, it would come out straight, very strong. Then you dilute it down to the table, you use that the weaker vinegar, and we in fact do that. It comes down to 12%, and we dilute it down to 5%. I don't know what the Magen Avraham did, but he probably did something very similar. They came at about 12%, and he diluted it down to the Erechlach 5%.
Right.
Okay, that's just okay. Now, however, now we come to the part that confuses people. Okay, as follows. Kavush, in a normal case, takes 24 hours. So the Taz points out a rule. If Kavush takes 24 hours, by the time the bliya gets out of the kli, it'll be ein ben yomei. When I put the tam into the kli, at the end of the 24 hours, the tam gets in, and it's a good tam. Now I put the kosher food into there, by the time the tam comes out, it's going to be ein ben yomei. So it'll always be mutter
b'yed. Right.
But there's now another rule. A double choruf that absorbs a tam that's ein ben yomei makes that tam be l'shvach. It's machai l'shvach. It takes an Eina Bin Yomai Tam and makes it to be as if not an Eina Bin Yomai Tam. That rule, that double Chorf, has absolutely nothing to do with the Shach and Mechata that I told you beforehand. The Shach holds double Chorf doesn't have quick Kvisha. But he agrees that double Chorf can be Mechai Lein Shach. So if I do coverage of vinegar, vinegar is, it's not that vinegar is not Chorf. Vinegar is Chorf. But we've all liked the fact that even though it's harf, it still doesn't make a quick klisha. But if I do klisha of 24 hours on my vinegar, it's not going to be mutter b'dieved, because it is a double harf. So if I did kavush for 24 hours of water in a kli, or I did apple juice in a kli, the apple juice will be mutter b'dieved. If I did kavush of double harf for 24 hours, when the 24 hours are over, the double harf is going to be usher b'dieved. Because we're not saying that vinegar isn't harf. No, vinegar is charef. But charef doesn't have tzias klisha. So when that charef sits there for 24 hours, it doesn't have tzias klisha. But when it does finally get to its kavush, it's mechayel l'shvach, and it'll make the food even usher b'dieved. Okay? But that's the confusing point that people find that confusing. The first din that we say that klisha doesn't happen quickly is not because vinegar isn't charef. No, vinegar is charef. Just that charef doesn't make it have a tzias klisha. But charef has another din, that's mechayel l'shvach.
Okay.
When the 24 hours end, it's mechai l'shvach, and it makes the tam to be l'shvach. Okay? Now, there's one other set of things which we're not doing now, which is, when you do kavush, how deeply does that help the tam penetrate? Does it go deep into the kli? Does it go above the water line? That we'll do later when we get to the other din about how you kasher. We'll get to that part. That's a whole other part of kavush.